This Friday, December 21st, is the end of the Mayan calendar.
This is the end.
Some people believe it is also the end of the world. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, the world ended the night Honey Boo Boo premiered on TLC.
Are you like me, or are you just waiting on the apocalypse? Yeah!
And in the end...
That's all, folks!
104.7, it's Andy and Mel, 7:06. Yep, tomorrow's the day. And actually, right now in, where was it?
Australia.
Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, Melbourne, Australia. It is the 21st. Now, I'm not sure. I think they're going by the... Because, of course, the Mayans were in Mexico.
Right.
So, I think they're going by... when it becomes the 21st of December in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
I think. Because there was this website, timeanddate.com.
Mm-hmm.
Like every major city's time zone, you click on it. One of the options to click on is countdown to the end of the world.
Ah. Nice.
Kind of silly.
But technically, it would be the end of the world right now in Australia.
Or technically, no, because the Mayans were in Mexico. They're, Australia is like, you know, and Asia is very early on the, they're the first thing after the international dateline out in the middle of the Pacific.
Right.
And Hawaii is like the last thing.
But if you're going by the actual date.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, if you're in Hawaii, a couple thousand miles to the west, it is tomorrow.
Yeah. Weird.
Like late tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, they're like. To almost, you know, I don't know how many, what the hour difference is between Tokyo and Hawaii, but it's a lot because it goes around the other way.
Yeah.
So anyway, someone had to be last. And of course, leave it to the Hawaiians. They're last in every day.
You know, I guess that's where
they're the last
is.
Ones. It was so weird when we were in Hawaii and it's 2:00 in the afternoon and the Nebraska USC football game was on live from Lincoln and it was dark.
That
it was
weird.
So weird to be watching college football in the afternoon, and it was dark where the game was happening.
That is weird.
Yeah, it was very, very weird. Anyway, if the end of the world does come, scientists think it'll be a dark comet. That's a comet that has no ice or snow on it to help it stand out in the vacuum of space. So, you know, the NASA people would miss it maybe, but... And it probably wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be like the movie Armageddon where it would just, you know, blow up the whole planet. It would just, it would kill people right around it. And then the dust that it raised would cause a global famine because of blocking the sunlight. So there you go. Happy Thursday.
Yay.
What was that story you found in the paper? I found nothing online about it, but.
Which one?
The Cleveland Elementary.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
Yesterday.
It was in the Argus inside front page.
Yep. Yesterday, shots fired during a nearby funeral service that worried the staff at Cleveland Elementary School. Police were called around 2:30 when people at the school heard gunshots in a distance. Of course, they freaked out, called the police. The police initially requested the school to be placed on lockdown, but was still soon confirmed that the shots fired were for military rights from nearby funeral service.
Yeah. In Cleveland Elementary is at 16th and Bonson, which is about 6 blocks south of Hills of Rest Memorial Park. That's the big cemetery right along East 10th Street, like across from Kmart and all that out there. So,
but yeah, that would still freak you out if you didn't know there was a funeral going on.
I'm sure it's not the first time there'd been military honors at a funeral there during a school day, but
right.
In light of what happened 6 days ago, I can definitely see why they were a little jumpy.
Exactly.
There was this I found this story on KDLT.com about the citizens for Snowgates.
Citizens on patrol.
Yeah. Okay, it'd be cool if I didn't have that massive pile of snow at the end of the driveway. If you don't know what a Snowgate is, they attach it to the plow.
I didn't know what it was until you told me earlier.
They attach it to the plow, and it comes down when they go by your driveway so that it doesn't pile up snow nearly as bad as it would normally, as if they're just actually plowing it into the opening of your driveway.
Okay.
And then when they're past your driveway, then they lift it up, and then it just catches the snow while they're going by your driveway, and then they lift it up, and then it goes off to the side.
Ah.
So it would be kind of handy.
Okay.
But there's a group called Citizens for Snowgates that are like, you know, they're working They want this election, and Tuesday night the city council voted it down. They're not going to have a special election on the issue in April.
All right.
And I was just kind of thinking, what are some other things that, you know, we could get the city to do for us? You know,
maybe
if they're going to keep the snow out of the end of our driveway, maybe they could start, shoveling our sidewalks.
That would be awesome.
That'd be great. Do the driveway too.
Right?
You know, if you're already going by, you might as well just swing into my driveway.
Yeah.
Get it all plowed out.
I think a little, a snowblower.
Well, yeah, just hop out, have a snowblower attached to the big plow.
Yeah.
And then just run through my driveway real quick.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Or maybe they could come over and do my laundry.
That would be great, too. Clean my house. Yeah. Dust. I'm allergic to dust. Maybe they could come dust for me.
I'm allergic to work, so I would love for someone from the city to come do my dishes for me or my laundry. What I could also really use is not during the winter, but maybe this spring, summer, if they could stain my deck, it'd be great.
That would be nice.
Citizens for stained decks.
Let's call Mayor Mike.
Yeah. We got to bring this up with Jim next time he's in, too.
Okay.
Of all the things to have a cause for. Yeah, sure, it'd be nice, but if it's going to cost way too much money, it's South Dakota. We're kind of used to digging out after a big snowstorm.
You kind of expect it.
It just kind of goes with living here.
Yeah.
You know, be glad your street got plowed.
I mean, last year you didn't even have to worry about it, so shush.
Now, I had every right to be upset with the city when they forgot our street.
That's true.
When 20 inches of snow fell.
That is true.
But
then you have reason to complain.
And boy, that was the worst dig out of the end of the driveway ever.
Oh, I bet.
We ended up we got so much snow that year that I ended up calling one of those contractors that plows parking lots and stuff for people.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't deal with my driveway is getting narrower and narrower because we're just digging the snow out and it was turning into this. I mean, it was almost 6 feet high on both sides of my driveway.
Crazy.
So I'm like, I can't, the mailman won't drop off mail anymore. I need stuff plowed out. And so it was the quickest plow job he probably ever had, but he came over with his pickup and plowed it out. And
nice.
Finally, we could get our mail again.
Nice.
Because that would have been a long project.
Yeah.
And I was like, 50 bucks? Giddy up. Come plow my driveway. I'm not that lazy normally. That was that exceptional year in
2009
or 10. Was it 10?
I think it was 10.
No, 9 was the big one on Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. We discussed that a couple days ago.
Argument again. News is next. Hang on. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 723 up to 18 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Whoever believes the world will end on December 21st, 2012, please drop off all your valuables at my house by today.
We've got the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash coming up here in just a couple of minutes, but before we get to that, I came across this. It's a translation of like one of the biggest songs. I saw part of Katie Couric's show yesterday. She was talking about, or it was on last night on ABC, about the 2012 year in review kind of thing that was going on. And two songs that she was talking about that were in everybody's heads were Call Me Maybe and Gangnam Style. Which is...
You love it or you hate it on that one.
And I mean, it's kind of annoying, but at the same time, it's lots of people like it.
I know.
You can't deny that.
I know. So I said, you love it or you hate it.
The people who hate it are very loud and vocal. And the ones who love it, well, they just keep watching it on YouTube because it's closing in on 1 billion views.
Or they don't want to admit.
That's part of it, too. And I'm, you know what? I'm kind of a... I hate it when it gets stuck in my head and I can't get it out.
I know, me too.
And like a guy on the Katie Couric special last night said, you need Call Me Maybe to get Gangnam Style out of your head.
It's true.
Anyway, I came across this the other day. It is an English translation of Gangnam Style.
So what he's actually saying, because it's in what, Korean?
It's Korean, yeah. And I mean, the only English words in the entire thing are, hey, sexy lady. Otherwise, it's all in Korean. So I did a little, I took the translation And I didn't do the whole song.
Oh, why not?
I didn't have time.
Oh, okay.
Crystal was gone last night. I had the kids by myself. I didn't have time for anything, really.
Okay.
And Rockley would not go to sleep. So here it is. Gangnam Style translated.
All right.
I'm not as good as Psy is.
Okay.
But here you go. I have my own style. It's Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. A girl who is warm and humane during the daytime. A classy girl who is good enjoying free time to get a cup of coffee. A girl's heart gets hot when the night comes. A girl who has those reversal attractions. I am a man. I am as warm as you during the daytime. I am a man who drink coffee bottoms up before it cools down. I am a man whose heart gets thumping when the night comes. That kind of guy. You're so beautiful and lovely. Yes, it is you. Hey, yes, it's you. Hey, it's you. You are so beautiful. I have my own style. It's Gangnam Style. There you go.
Nice.
Probably could have turned the music down during that part.
I couldn't hear you very
well. Yeah. didn't realize it was that buried. But anyway, yeah. Some of the funnier lyrics that are in here when translated to English. And like some of the parts there where I'm like not doing anything. Because the Korean words take up less space than the English words. And some places where open Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
That's a lot longer in English than it is in Korean. Oh. I have my own style. It's Gangnam Style.
Okay. So does it say on there what Gangnam Style actually means? What Gangnam means?
It didn't actually say, no, that isn't actually translated. But okay. Maybe it's an area in Korea. I have no idea. some of the lyrics in the second verse. A girl who looks virtuous, but the time to play comes, then she can be willing to change in accordance with it. There was no way I was going to get that one in. That's why I bailed on the second verse.
You would have had a really tough
A girl who unties her a girl who unties her tied hair when she feels that the right time comes. A girl who does not wear low-cut dresses but looks so sexy.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Open Gangnam Style.
I have a Argus Leader 911. Tweet, would you like to hear it?
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Police unable to locate disorderly male who dropped his pants outside Wells Fargo on North 4th Avenue.
It's awful cold to be dropping your pants.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
Now, did he drop them as in lost them, or did he drop them as in mooning something?
Dropped them.
Like he dropped, like when you accidentally drop a $20 bill and you don't realize it?
No, I think he unbuckled and dropped them.
All right. Quality Lenders Mash for cash. It's worth $90 today. If you can correctly identify all seven songs, artist and title, here you go. There's still one in there I'm not picking out.
Really?
Just because I know what they are. There's one I'm still not finding.
Hmm.
It's probably one I'm not remembering anyway. If you know all seven songs, title, and artist, you could win $90 from Quality Lenders 361-5557.
Hot 104.7,
Andy and Mal, 742. Morning show on Hot. Topping out at 18 today. It's 18 right now. We got to get you a number to crack the vault on Friday, which, by the way, Friday is tomorrow.
It
did
is.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah. The number for the vault today is 3. So know all three numbers tomorrow, and you could win a $50 party tab to the vault. We did have a couple of calls on the Mash for Cash. Guesses weren't even worth playing back. One had, like, three of them right, but another only had artists. So, no winner today in the Mash for Cash. It will go up again tomorrow and be worth $135. So, there you go. Yeah, we did get the fault number. Never mind. I was playing the music for crying out loud.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing how quickly I forget things.
Are you okay?
Getting old. Getting old. So, tomorrow is the apocalypse, in case you hadn't heard.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Are you doing anything about it? I personally am not.
I've done
nothing whatsoever to prepare.
No.
For the end of the world.
I have not as well. I'm going to finish Christmas shopping today. And if I was to prepare, I suppose I should go grocery shopping.
Grocery shopping, yeah.
Yeah.
Get a big bag of rice.
Or ramen.
Lots of ramen.
Wouldn't really matter. You could eat ramen then.
I do have some ramen. I have a 6-pack of ramen at home. I guess I'll be good for...
It was set for 6 days.
For about 6 days. Sure hope broccoli likes ramen. Because he doesn't like rice.
He doesn't.
No, he won't eat rice.
Oh.
He wouldn't even eat the rice cereal.
What?
Mm-mm. Hated
it. Weird.
We pretty much had to jump into the oatmeal right away when we started the baby food. But, no, the alleged end of the world is coming tomorrow. And I'm just curious. We may not get a single phone call or a single text or email. But is there anyone listening who has, first of all, actually thinks the end of the world is coming tomorrow?
Like, actually believes it.
And if you think it is, then we're not going to judge. I'll make sure Mel does not yell at you. Because you're already being condescending. And if someone actually thinks it's happening, I would like them to call. Or have you done anything to prepare just in case?
I can't yell at them.
No. No. Either or, you actually think it's going to happen, or you have done something just in case.
Or, you know,
don't think it's going, anything's going to happen at all. But you, just in case, you did a few things.
And I'm kind of curious if they also maybe said they're sorry to somebody or,
oh yeah,
you know, or if they could just plan on spending extra time with loved ones today or
anything
like
that. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:54. If you are going to be on 229 this morning, there is kind of a bad accident at somewhere in the neighborhood of 26th and Cliff. We've heard various things. Anyway, it's somewhere in there, and pretty bad accident. Traffic is backed up southbound I-229 in the neighborhood of 26th and Cliff. So,
down to one lane is slow.
It's going to be slow going there. The end of the world is coming tomorrow. Oh, one other thing.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
When I did the translation of Gangnam Style, I asked if anyone knew what Gangnam was.
Yeah, because we were wondering.
I got a couple texts. It's actually an upscale neighborhood in Seoul, according to... That's what the majority of them said, so I'm going with that.
Okay.
And Psy did the song as a...
I don't know what... Oh...
Why are your speakers on?
I don't know. I didn't even know that was coming on.
Drink.
How did I get a drink? It wasn't even like
you
it just le-
were
went
on
off.
The air and you left your computer on.
My
or speakers
computer
on.
Computer is on.
Psy made the song as a satire of the wealthy snobs that live in the Gangnam neighborhood in Seoul. So, kind of like Manhattan, I suppose.
Okay.
In New York.
That makes sense.
I got a text that says, the world should have ended 2 weeks ago because the Mayans never figured in leap years.
True.
I suppose that's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
Got a email from Rob says, what a bunch of kooks. And if I'm wrong that the world is not going to end, I deeply apologize in advance. Okay. So, the end of the world. Do you believe it's happening, and or have you done anything to prepare just in case? I have gotten a few texts from people that have said, we bought some extra food, gassed up the car, have a bag packed, some canned goods from 0757. I figure with the luck I've had, if I didn't do something, that's when something would happen. So now that I prepared, nothing will happen.
Probably.
You mentioned off the air if you've got...
Canned goods.
Make sure you have a can opener.
It's really important.
It is.
I mean
I have, in a pinch, I have opened a can with like a knife.
Yeah, but that's going to take forever. And you just throw in one of those little can openers.
Well, it doesn't really take forever to do it with a knife.
It kind of does. Mm,
have you ever done it?
Yeah, I've tried it before.
Okay.
It's, yeah, you have to like sit there and go in there and pound it. And then,
yeah, it takes about a minute instead of
it's a pain.
15 seconds.
It's a pain.
It's, yeah, a lot harder. Kayla's on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So,
actually, I don't know if anybody knows this. They found the other half of the Mayan calendar in May. Scientists believe.
What?
It was on the History Channel.
They found the other half. Well, so now when does the world end?
I don't know. but basically, they found it. So, yeah. And then they were talking about a group in France that they live on top of a mountain and for 6 years now. And tomorrow, they believe when the world ends, the aliens are going to come out of the mountaintop and save them from the apocalypse.
Oh.
Nice.
I want to be friends with them.
Yeah. The aliens or the people on the mountain?
People on the mountain.
Oh, okay.
They'd be entertaining.
I bet they're fun at parties. Thanks for the call, Kayla.
Yep, nice.
Yeah, I bet they're a lot of fun at parties.
Yeah.
You know, you got people who are into aliens. They're always a good time.
They're fun to laugh at.
Yeah, kooky people.
Mm-hmm.
I love weirdos. They're so much fun. Let's see. Chris is on the phone. What are you going to do? Are you doing anything for the end of the world?
Do anything to prepare for anything, but I do have to DJ tonight for, they called it, end of the universe party.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So you're kind of, sort of, preparing or while celebrating it, I guess?
I guess. I don't know. I just hope it's not a bunch of goth music because I'll be depressed.
You better play, it's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, that'll be what I open with.
Yeah. Seriously.
In the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that one too.
This is the end, beautiful friend, the end.
There we go, you got your first three songs.
Yep, The Doors, Linkin Park, and R.E.M.
I have to do that.
Oh, thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah,
thank you.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, is there any other end of the world songs out there?
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, you could do like, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
The End by The Doors, In the End by Linkin Park. This is the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M., of course.
That's the best one. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the
end of the world as we know it. Yeah, there's
that
one.
I love that song.
Oh, and then there's this one. Right, that's about your birthday party. I forgot.
You use an iPod. Hot 1047.com.